T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, we are back, and we go uninterrupted here for
a whole hour.
A while, not an hour, almost. At 888-729-9494. It is a Football Friday.
It's great to be back.
Yeah, we've been gone a while. Feels like it. You know, what did it feel like? Because the press conference is over like shortly after 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. John and Joe don't even get an opportunity to react to it.
Right.
So we're going in the studio. They're leaving, and everybody's mouth is just kind of wide open. Like, did that really just happen? Mm-hmm. It was an interesting press conference to say the least. I'll say this. Here's my takeaway from it, and then we'll get right to the phones. That John Middleton is certainly in charge. I question if there's a real plan to what's going on, other than I'm in charge and we'll figure it out. And, you know, every time that they seem to talk, they just seem to make things worse. I wanted to hear about the team. I wanted to feel better about the team. I felt like that all that mattered over that hour was John Middleton. And I don't feel great about it afterwards. I don't feel great about the team going forward. I don't feel great. I'm a Phillies fan. I want to see the team do well. I didn't feel great about the team going into this. I felt like with the right press conference, even if it didn't matter anything, I could have felt better. But I don't. So now I'm kind of left, Ike, to go into where you are, which is being like, don't pay attention to what he's saying because it really doesn't matter. What matters is they pick the right players and they make the right trades.
Yeah, I feel a little opposite. I'm not telling you I feel great. I'm not telling you that John Middleton sold me on anything. I think that was a bunch of nonsense that they were spewing out there today. They were trying to spin whatever it is that they thought they would have to spin to sort of control the narrative here. I think they set back and they – gauge the temperature of the media and the fan base in this town, which they often do, and they came in prepared to not allow the media to sort of drive a narrative. They wanted to try to control the narrative, and when I say they, I mean John Middleton wanted to control it, and so he spoke at lengths about nothing at times. But here's what I'll say. I'm okay with that because I didn't expect to get a whole lot out of that press conference, and the fact that the owner is the only one who seems to be willing to make the tough decisions, the decisions that have to be made. I feel good knowing that he's in charge and those two guys aren't in charge.
No, they're not in charge at all.
That's what I feel good about.
They're not in charge at all.
That's what I feel good about. So if John Middleton doesn't feel good about the information that Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail brings to him as it pertains to who's the next manager going to be or what players they should go after this offseason, like, that's all going to run through John Middleton.
Everything, yep.
Just is. And I'm good with that because if I look at the biggest things done with this organization, who's been at the forefront of those things? John Middleton, he let us know today, he brought analytics to Philadelphia. He mm-hmm. built the whole analytics department. Everybody around here, especially guys like Jackie Numbers in there who loves analytics. You know, you want the Phillies to embrace analytics, get out of the dinosaur age of hitting home runs and this and that and the other. Well, guess who brought it here? John Middleton. Built the whole department in the organization
yep.
off of it. He brought analytics here. You know, we needed a star after Utley, Rollins, Howard, Cole Hamels, all of our World Series heroes gone. Mm-hmm. And looking at this team for 5 years after that ended and saying, are you kidding me? We just came out of the golden era of the Phillies, and this is what we're watching every day with Ryan Sandberg as the manager, with Pete McCannon as the manager. Are you kidding me? With Odubel Herrera and Michael Franco as our best players. Is this what we have? John Middleton heard. He heard the frustration. He heard it. He gave the orders last year. This ain't good enough. I need an improved roster. Go out and get me all-stars, guys that have been proven players in this league. Oh, we need a star player? We need a marquee player? Oh, yeah, that's what we need? Oh, you and your little numbers, Matt, you think we're not that? Manny Machado is not the guy we should be signing? What? And you don't want to sign Bryce Harper? What? Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not selling this back to my fan base. Hey, Isaac, fill up the jet. We're headed out to Vegas. Isaac is the pilot.
I figured that.
We're headed out to Vegas.
Hey, Isaac.
We're headed out.
Let's go, pal.
We're headed out to Vegas to get this deal done.
Yeah.
He got the deal done with Bryce Harper. So I'm just telling you, you know, I feel good that the owner is the one calling the shots.
Yeah, I don't. Absolutely not. I don't. If anything, today, the only thing that proved to me today was—
I didn't just convince you?
No, you did not. And the only thing that I found out today about John Middleton is that that it's all about him, and he has no actual plan to what he's doing other than that he's John Middleton, he's a former CEO, he's done this and he's done that, and he believes just because of that, everything's going to be okay, and I think he's got something else coming to him. 888-729-9494. Let's go to Carl in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Carl, how are you, buddy?
So I'm trying to bring in my birthday weekend, which is my birthday tomorrow.
And hey, happy birthday. Get you some of that Ike juice. Give him a glass.
Yes, thank you.
I need Ike juice after that.
Okay. So I know your birthday is coming up right after mine, I believe. But I need to get to this Phillies thing, and then I need to talk Eagles because I need to feel good about my birthday weekend. That was the biggest joke of my life, like just sitting up there for 5 minutes hearing that. Johnny Marks, I'm like you right now, like, what the heck did I just hear? It was an utterly joke. I'm just sitting up here saying to myself, okay, Matt Klintak may be the boss of everything and runs the whole thing, but it just looked like he was foolish for standing up there speaking. He went into a whole entire commentary about nothing at all of answering any type of question. And I was like, I fell asleep. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, oh, my gosh, did I just fall asleep on something like this? This is a joke.
There was an 11-minute answer, and the question, we actually played it in there, but we couldn't play the answer. It was an 11-minute answer to a question of why did you go over your general manager and president's head and disagree with them and fire the manager? And it was an 11-minute answer, 11-minute plus.
I'm praying. I'm at work right now. Sorry for the noise in the background on my bus. I'm driving my elderly people home. But I'm sitting up here saying to myself this whole entire time, I said, so this is what the Phillies organization, like, ends out to be? This is what we're doing now? Like, we really don't have an actual plan. And I'm not disagreeing with your answer or your statement. Mm-hmm. I do think they have a plan in place, but it's just like the way they look right now, it just makes them foolish. It just does. It just really does.
All right, quickly on the Eagles,
Carl. I actually agree with you on that, Carl.
I agree
with you. It does make them look foolish.
Real quick on the Eagles.
Yes.
What is it going to take for the Eagles to sit there and go on a six-game winning streak?
Woo! Six games? Man.
Yeah.
6 months.
I got an answer for you.
Streak.
6 wins.
Yeah, with 3 of them being on the road, man. Yeah, that's that would take flawless football. You know, I don't think beating Buffalo is going to be as difficult as some people try to make it out to be. Let's face it, it's Josh Allen. Come on, man.
Watch.
I look at the quarterback matchups. And that's where we got the advantage. Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins on the road. There's going to be a lot of North Dakota fans in this game. Carson Wentz going to get some home cooking. What is that, veal? What is that? What is that stuff he eats? What is the
venison?
Venison, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to get a lot of that this weekend. They're going to bring trays of it up there.
Venison cheesesteaks, fried onions.
Just make sure all the brothers on the squad, we don't eat that stuff. So don't be going down to the conference room for the team meal, and everybody got venison. Is it venison or Vatican?
It's venison.
Yeah, whatever that don't be eating that stuff because that stuff will mess with your stomach, man.
If you made a venison cheesesteak, would you put ketchup on that? Is my question. Like, I love ketchup. I salt, pepper, ketchup, fried onions.
Listen,
peppers.
You need ketchup on 2 things, man. A burger sometimes.
And what, fries?
Fries, that's it. You don't need ketchup on anything else.
Who has a longer winning streak this year, the Eagles or the Phillies?
Eagles.
They have a longer
they're already two. They're already
Eagles. Eagles will get 5 games in a row this year.
Oh, wow. That's out of 17 games?
All right, let's run some calls. Greg.
Eagles.
You're in Newark, Delaware, Greg?
That's correct.
What's
hey,
up, brother?
Real quick, a couple of brothers that I hang out with, they eat venison all the time, man.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
anyway, look, I know you got a lot of calls, so let me get through this. There's two main things that really tick me off about the entire thing, okay? Number one is the way Howard was treated when he asked about the when he mentioned the farm system. The farm system right now is a joke. And for them to sit there and put numbers about the bullpen in the second half is a ridiculous answer. We got nothing for Cole Hamels. We got nothing in these drafts. He wants to talk about, oh, well, we got, you know, drafts that we did high school players. It doesn't matter. Our farm system is a mess, and that's how you sustain a baseball team is your farm system. And you know, so that just drives me nuts because, okay, we can go out and we can get free agents. That's going to help us for a year or two, and that's
that'll
it.
Never
and then
work.
We got to keep doing it, and it's not going to work. No. So that really just ticked me off. The second thing is John Middleton just proved to me that he should have fired Klintak and McVail because you don't trust them. You're going over their heads. You don't trust their judgments. You have to make the calls. You know, they're not doing their job, so why are they here? He just proved to me they should have been gone.
I agree with you on that.
I agree with you there. It doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So that's my two cents. Real quick, Eagles, because I gotta feel better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This Minnesota team, I don't think they're anything. Kirk Cousins, even though he is known for lighting us up once in a while when he was with Washington, I'm not scared of the Vikings. I'm not scared of the Vikings. I'm not scared of the Cowboys. I'm not scared of the Patriots right now either. You know, I don't think they're going to run the table.
I agree.
But I'm looking at 12 wins still.
I am too. I still got hope.
Appreciate
Greg.
It, Greg. Listen,
I still got hope at 12-4.
This is one of those games where if we believe the Eagles are a special team, they find a way to win this game. Right, it's a 3-point line. It's been a 3-point line pretty much all week. It was a strong line. This is a toss-up game. Vegas looks at this as being a toss-up game.
Yeah, I don't see this Eagles team as a special team yet. They are better than the Vikings, though. I see them as being a better team than the Vikings. I'm telling you, man, you got to run off about 5, 6 games, 7 games in a row before I start thinking special.
Well, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is that this could start.
Yeah.
The chain of that. Now, you mentioned the Bills games before. I think where the Bills game becomes dangerous is if you beat the Cowboys the week before. That's a Sunday night football game on the road against your chief rival. Beat them. Now
you have a letdown.
Now you
the
have
following
the letdown
week.
Game the following week. Now,
I can see that.
If they were to beat the Vikings, lose to the Cowboys, look out, Bills, because you know, you should be coming in for blood.
I can see that. But as of right now, they'll beat the Bills. Listen, you got to give me, they got to get a win back from losing to the Lions. If I accept the Atlanta Falcons loss on the road, which a lot of people had them losing, I certainly don't accept the loss at home to the Detroit Lions. So you got to go win a game that I didn't necessarily think you were going to win.
Agreed.
To get this thing back on the right track.
Let's go back to the phones. Mark Sinrese on 94 WIP HC1 Philadelphia broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Jim in Williamstown. Jim, we got.
Hey, fellas. Great job today. Listen, I just want to talk baseball. I got a few points, so I'll try to be concise. The Gabe Kapler firing, I was 100% behind that. Gabe, I'm sorry, you're a good guy. You make a great personal fitness trainer, but as a manager, you need to learn a lot more before you'll be a pro manager at any level, my brother. But go for it. It's out there. Go for it. The owner, John Middleton, he likes analytics. Great. He can use calculus to try to figure out how close to zero his baseball acumen actually gets. He has none whatsoever, insofar as I'm concerned. Andy McPhail, who's one of his hirings, comes from a great baseball name. He ain't Lee Sr. He's riding the name. Get rid of him. Matt Klintak, sorry, kid. I've forgotten more baseball than you know, and I can prove it with one deal you made. JT Realmuto, great player, JT, but guess what? You gave up 4 controllable pieces of the minor leagues and international bonus pool money to get this guy, and he's not even controllable. We have to risk re-signing him, and if that happens, we get nothing for him. So we're going to probably have to overpay on that regard. I think what you heard today at the press conference was simply this, and you can use whatever yardstick you want. At one end is the complete indifference, and the other end is the complete contempt that this brain trust has for the fan base of Philadelphia. And I leave it to you guys to decide where they come in. Personally, I think that nowadays with cable money so much, They look at the fans, and I look at $150 for a Diamond Club seat is a lot of money. But yeah. I think when they look at it like boutonniere money. So all they really have to give me is lip service to fill in the space.
I got to be, John,
Jim. The time is yours, brother.
Okay, Jim, I got to be honest with you. I think you may be able to make that argument for a guy like Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail, who seem to be disconnected from the fan base. But the owner being disconnected, some would say he listens too much to the fan base. He actually does care. He brought that into the equation. That was one of the honest answers he gave when he said, yeah, he did take the fans' consideration into firing Gabe Kapler. That was a part of the equation. He said that.
I don't think he has any contempt for the fans, and I believe he wants to win.
Well, that's the point I'm making, is that the ownership doesn't have contempt for his fan base.
No.
Some will say he's listening too much to his fan base.
Yeah, I mean, maybe with Klentak, we've gotten that in the past. I didn't see that today, necessarily. I mean, Andy McPhail.
Klentak didn't even get to talk.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Andy McPhail handled himself pretty well in the whole thing. I mean, honestly, John Middleton just came across as being totally detached from reality, right? Like, he was up there talking about something that the fans are watching, saying, like, what exactly are you talking about? Like, what are we doing here? What are you doing here? Why do you think this was called? This wasn't...
That's unfair. What are you doing? Because you guys have been clamoring to hear from him for 10 days.
Oh, no.
Speak, say something, tell us something, something.
What did he tell us? What did he tell us?
What do you mean?
What did he tell us? What did John Middleton tell us?
Depends on the question that was asked.
Yeah, but what's your takeaways from the press conference from John Middleton?
I wasn't looking for anything. They fired Gabe Kapler.
Well, you got what you wanted.
No, they fired Gabe Kapler. So unless he was going to give us some sort of full detail as to why he didn't fire Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak, which quite frankly, it doesn't seem like that's what anybody was interested in hearing. I'm surprised you all aren't upset that coming into this, it was all about why is Matt Klentak still here? Why is Andy McPhail still here? After that press conference, I don't hear anybody saying that they're upset that this guy didn't explain why he didn't fire the general manager, vice president, and the president. Everybody's talking about what the owner said, dancing around questions. When going into the press conference, all I heard was, why is Matt Klentak still here? Why is Andy McPhail still here? Yet afterwards, I don't hear anybody complaining that they didn't get an answer for that. I hear all this other stuff.
What answer do we get to why they're still there?
No, the point is, when you're saying you're mad and everybody else is saying they're mad and I'm asking, what are you mad at? I don't hear anybody saying, I'm mad that I didn't get an explanation why those guys are still in charge. When coming into the press conference, that's what you wanted to know. You fired Gabe Kapler and you kept these guys. Why did you keep these guys?
Right. And what was the answer? The answer was
I knew he would dance answer. My point is that when I'm trying to figure out why everyone is upset about the presser, I'm not hearing that you're upset that those guys are still here and I didn't get an answer for why those guys are still here. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, the answer that I got, if you kind of translate or sift through what he said, the answer was, I'm in charge and these guys, I still have confidence in them and they can sign a relief pitcher, but otherwise I'm a decision maker when it comes to big decisions. And other than that, these guys are going to have one more chance and then we'll see what happens from there. I mean, that's really...
I wanted to hear.
If you sift through the BS, let me just say this, right?
That's what I wanted to hear, is that he is taking control and they don't have control. Because quite frankly, isn't that what we were all upset over, is that that Matt Klentak was in control, his personnel decisions?
No, me personally, the reason why I was upset was there's a level of dysfunction in this franchise when the people that are hired to make baseball decisions aren't being used to make baseball decisions because the owner is going above them to make baseball decisions. So therefore, why do you keep these two men employed if you're not going to use them or allow them to make baseball decisions? A la George Steinbrenner, a la Daniel Snyder, a la Ed Snyder, a la the owners that do these type of things that want to get the big bat and they want to swing it around. And you know what? That never works. Hire executives to do their jobs.
They wouldn't do their job. Which one of them was going to fire Gabe Kapler?
They weren't. They said
that's why the owner did it. Okay. That's why the owner did it.
Okay, then.
Because, hold on, except for you who wanted Gabe Kapler here, most people wanted Gabe Kapler gone.
Mm-hmm.
And if the general manager slash vice president and the president isn't willing to do it, and instead of making excuses as to why he should still be here as the manager and he's the right guy, I would imagine we would all be 10 times more upset had we allowed that to happen. Had he allowed his baseball people to continue to make decisions, Gabe Kapler would still be here. Chris Young would still be here. Would that make everybody happy?
Yeah, but I guess the question is, then why have him around at all then, right?
Oh, that's a different question, though. You're asking about why not let his baseball people make decisions.
Right.
It's because they wouldn't make the tough decisions.
Right, so get rid of them.
Well, it doesn't mean he doesn't like anything that they do. There may be other things that they like that Matt Klintak brings to the table. But clearly, when it comes to making the most important decision, the tough decision, Matt Klintak couldn't do it. He wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the owner had to do it.
No, he made his decision. It was the decision that his owner didn't like. So he went above him to do it, just like he did with the hitting coach.
Right.
Just like he's done on a few occasions
here. He needed to be fired.
Right.
Bryce Harper needed to be signed.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe Kapler needed to be fired. And these are the things that Matt Klintak would not have done.
Mm-hmm.
So the owner had to go above him and do it. And I think we all agree with the Bryce Harper signing. I think we all agree with with Melee being fired and Charlie Manuel.
I do not.
Well, you're in the minority.
Well,
you're in the minority.
Sorry.
This is okay. It's okay. I mean, it's all right to be in there. I'm just saying that's where you are. But most people wanted Kapler fired. Mm-hmm. You didn't.
No, I mean, again, that's not necessarily true.
Huh?
I mean, did you do the shows with me the last week or so?
Of course I did.
Okay, and what was I saying the last week? Yeah.
I've been doing the show with you since
okay. But what I've been saying for the last week.
Oh, forget about what you've been saying the last week. You wanted Kapler here, and that's why you're upset.
No.
That's why you're upset. Like a lot of people that wanted Kapler here.
Nope.
You wanted those other guys gone, too, and you're upset that they aren't gone, and Kapler's gone. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
You want to get down to the nitty-gritty?
Yeah, get down to it.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Today at the press conference, in the hour and 3 minutes, or however long it was, 57 minutes,
mm-hmm.
that he was up there. Was it an hour, three, or 57? Anyway, the owner came off as being detached from reality,
okay.
from being all about him, to where I'm the CEO, I did this, mm-hmm. I did that. In 1979, I did this. I'm paid to make the decisions. Look at me. Instead of really providing, which is what Phillies fans were really looking for, was what's the plan going forward? What exactly are you going to do? Why are your baseball people still here if you're going above them to make baseball decisions? Why, John Middleton, are you firing the hitting coach? Why is your manager not benching people? Is that something that you think your new manager should be doing? Are you going to spend money in the offseason? Are you going to do this? In fact, do you still have faith in Matt Klintak, or has it wavered? And here is his answer. Has his faith in Matt Klintak wavered? Such as?
See, there you go.
Right.
You gave me an answer.
Yeah.
Learning experiences in year four.
Yeah. Yep. Learning experience. Yep. Yeah. He's made a lot of good hires. Like?
We don't like anything Matt Klintak has done?
Well, no, I'm just asking. I'm just asking for a friend. ..
Well, we've been watching him.
No, but I'm saying the hires that he's made, that John Middleton's talking about, you don't get follow-ups at press conferences like that, so you can't.
Yeah, but if he had gone into he did this, he did that, nobody would have wanted to hear that. We would have ripped him over the head, too. He did not want to go overboard selling Matt Klintak as a GM. Again, he's heard this station and people calling up and us as hosts playing clips of him praising Matt Klintak in the past. He wanted to be careful going overboard with that.
Yeah,
this wasn't the press conference to pump up Matt Klintak.
No, you're right, but I'm asking I'm not even sure, what would be the best hire that Matt Klintak made? Would be the best hire, being that hitting and pitching coaches are fired, his manager's fired.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody maybe in the analytics department was his best hire?
Well, his best hire was Gabe Kapler. Right?
How about Andy McPhail? What was his best hire?
I mean, listen, if you believe Gabe Kapler was wrongfully fired and he's a good manager, then why wouldn't you believe that was a good hire by Matt Klintak?
I don't believe that it was a... he was wrongly fired. I believe he's being scapegoated and being blamed by a majority of people for being the problem with his team.
For his part.
Yes, I agree.
And the team not making the playoffs. He's not being scapegoated. He's getting paid next year.
That has no bearing on being scapegoated. He's being scapegoated by the organization because no one else is being fired. And John Middleton came out and said the problem was they were 20-36 in September.
No one's being fired, but their power may have been stripped from them.
Well, there's no doubt the power's been stripped.
But then there's a penalty there. There's a penalty. You don't have full control anymore. You don't have final say anymore. There's the penalty.
The penalty's obvious. John Middleton is now in control.
But my point is that Gabe got fired because he already had very little control of anything. So what are you going to strip him from? Making a lineup every day? He has very little control of anything as it is.
That's true.
So he has to. I mean, Matt Klintak may not have final say anymore. And even fail, doesn't have final say anymore.
Their
penalty is the owner is in the way now.
Guy to Door and Window, 20% off all windows and doors. Get it right now. 0% interest, zero money down. Call them 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Back to the phones. Bruce on the cell. Bruce.
Mark and Reese, what's up, man?
What's up, Brucey?
What's up, Bruce?
It's been a minute.
Where you been, Bruce?
Man, look, I've been depressed because I couldn't get caught with my pants down trying to get to a Phillies game down here in D.C. since they started going downhill. So that's been my problem.
It was a good time, though. The first 2 weeks of the season, Bruce, man, we felt good.
It sure was. It was a hell of a good time. But look, let me tell you, I'm on board with you, Marks, because I didn't even have to listen to the press conference to I would have just got more aggravated because I just don't get Middleton's philosophy here. You know, the bottom line is that. I don't know, who do they think that they're talking to? They must think that the Philly fan base is stupid, you know, when it comes down to, Gabe was definitely the fall guy, but Klintak was equally as responsible. And then the fan base has got forever seared in their mind about what McPhail, and I spell his name as MC, quote, unquote, F-A-I-L, McPhail, said, about if we do, we do, and if we don't, we don't.
He gave an answer for that, too.
Yeah, good answer, too, by the way, Bruce.
Oh, you was okay with that answer.
He was honest. He was honest.
McPhail came away looking the best from that entire press conference.
He did.
Because he said the least.
Right. But he handled he handled that one question, John Johnson, with an excellent question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Johnson, do an update tonight.
The one question he needed, he knew he was going to get asked.
Yeah.
Right.
That was actually the only thing we wanted to hear from him.
He was prepared for it.
Yep.
He said, do we have it, Jack? I mean, he more or less said that, like, you know, he knew it was coming. He was prepared for it. And
he said it was a mistake, the
full context of what he said. And he did say it was a mistake. But he said the full context of what he said was that he wasn't going to trade. You have it. Here's Andy McPhail.
Back in July when you met with us, you made the comments, if we don't, we don't, referencing the postseason. That's really resonated with the fan base ever since and the perception of the front office. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I know. I'm never going to say that again. I'll tell you that. I'm glad you brought it up, too. Obviously, I was prepared for it. If you recall, it was in the context of us chasing our rather ambitious stated goal of being the quickest turnaround for a new regime to the postseason to match it, which would have been this year. But I wasn't going to chase that goal if it was unrealistic or it came at the cost of our premier young playing talent. Just wasn't going to do it. And hence the quote, which I shall not give again. But, you know, that was a mistake on my part. I'm not going to do that again.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, he more or less is saying that he just wasn't going to trade his young players for quick fixes to try to make a run at a wild card berth. Later on, one thing John Middleton did say that had a lot of substance was the last question of the press conference where Jim Salisbury wanted to know, there's this thing called the luxury tax, and if you go on the luxury tax, it becomes very expensive to pay players, and it becomes more and more expensive as the years go by.
Mm-hmm.
So Salisbury asked him if you were willing to go into that territory, and he more or less said to compete for a second wild card this offseason, it's what I took it as,
mm-hmm.
No.
Right.
If you're going to sign Cliff Lee or Rory Halladay to compete for a World Series, then yes. Which I think all of us pretty much agree with. They're going to spend money.
They're already spending money.
From when this run started back in the mid-2000s, I've never had anything bad to say about the Phillies. They've always spent. They've always spent in the upper. Mm-hmm. And when they were winning, they were a top three how much money they spent. So the Phillies are going to spend. I'm not worried about that.
Yep. And they talked about 500,000 more fans going through the gates this year, buying tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they feel like they're in a great market. They have no problem. Their fans are excited. We just had to get through today. Today was a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you had to. You know, it's that uncomfortable presser that you're like, no, I can't really go out here and tell the truth about anything, but I got to try to dance around these questions. Kind of reminded me of, after Chip got fired, there were some difficult pressers in there where Jeffrey Lurie sort of had to take the lead. And
right, you're right.
On a franchise quarterback and somebody that's emotional, what was the term? Emotionally something.
Emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence, yeah. And it was like, hold on, Jeffrey Lurie's leading these press conferences now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a lot of emotional intelligence and something about your heart. What was it he said?
Yeah, all that stuff, yeah. And that's kind of what it felt like.
It was weird. It felt weird, yeah, right?
It was kind of what it felt like. And he had to dance between trying to pump up Howie because you basically.
Now you're bringing him back.
You're the one who removed him out of the position and gave Chip the power. So you gotta craft this sort of press conference where you don't kill Howie. You also don't look stupid for the decision you made to remove Howie without opening up the curtain to everything that's gone on behind the scenes. It's a difficult presser to get through. You do it once. We probably haven't heard from Jeffrey Lurie since, other than the Super Bowl. Have we heard from him since? Has he done another one of those since?
No, not like that.
Because he wants to get out of the way.
Well, he doesn't need to.
Yes.
Right.
Well, he wants to be out of the way. Get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. No, but to your point, John Middleton needs to hire the right baseball executive so he can get out of the way.
Yep.
Part of the problem is he had to go up there and do that, and he did it up there with two guys that he obviously doesn't have confidence in.
Well, he also did it up there with two guys who most of his fan base want out.
Yes.
They want them out, which is not easy to go up there and do. So you're either turning them over to the Lions to be slaughtered, or you're trying to protect them.
Right, I know, but you're not going up there facing the fans. You're going up there facing the media.
They're asking questions that come from fans.
I know that, but what are we talking about here? Is this really that difficult? Is the subject really that difficult? Are the questions really that difficult? They're not.
Well, yeah, when you can't tell the truth, they are.
Yeah, but you can tell the truth. See, that's what I don't understand. So you give me the question that I wouldn't be able to tell the truth. I'm going to play any of the three.
Nah, you're not the owner. You're not the owner, so it's not the same.
Yeah, but why?
It's not the same. You're not the owner, and you don't have guys that are working under you that have not performed well, and you need to either go out and show confidence in why they are still employed by you, or you need to basically throw them out to the Lions to be eaten by saying they aren't qualified to do the job.
How would you have answered the why is Matt Klentak still here question?
Well, I think that Matt has actually done a really good job. We signed Bryce Harper. There were some really great trades that were made in the offseason, and obviously we haven't met our goal, and the goal is getting to the playoffs, and we fell a little bit short, and we have a lot of room for improvement, but overall, I think Matt's done a good job, and I think he's going to do a good job going forward.
I mean, he did say...
And then at 2 o'clock, he come in and just start...
Yeah, then we kill him. I mean, he did say at the end that Matt was bright, and you make mistakes, and you learn, and that's kind of, we just said it in his own words.
No, I know, but like that's not a difficult, I mean, even if you don't mean it, you just.
I mean, but he said that. I'm saying he said what he said about Matt Klentak.
Okay, well, but he talked for 11 minutes about it. Like, that's what I'm saying. I did it in 30 seconds, and it's easy. That's easy.
Well, you sounded confident. He didn't sound as confident.
Well, no, he said, do you know what he sounded like? He sounded like he wasn't prepared. He wasn't prepared for anything. Like, his preparation was, I'm John Middleton, and I'm going out there because I'm John Middleton. And he sat up there on with those three chairs, and man, the whole time he was like, "No, I got this." He had commanded the press conference. He had commanded the press conference, no doubt about it. There wasn't anybody that was looking to talk to really anybody else up there. It was all about John Middleton. It wasn't about the Phillies. I wanted it to be about the Phillies. I wanted to hear straight answers. I wanted to hear straight, concise, honest answers. Right, that's what I wanted. I wanted more information about my team. What information did I get about my team today?
Well, you couldn't tell you that Gabe Kapler was not qualified to be the manager.
You don't.
He couldn't tell you that. That's the truth.
So why did you move on from Gabe Kapler? Well, you know, I thought Gabe definitely did a lot of good things here in his time in Philadelphia. But at this point, we feel like that the roster that we built, that we needed more. And, you know, we decided to move in a different direction, and we wish Gabe well. I'm sure he's going to do just fine for himself. And we're looking for a different leader to hope us to get us to that next level.
They said that.
Yeah, but I did it in 20 seconds. He did it for 11 minutes. Right? To where if you...
What was ridiculous was that both Klentak and McPhail talked about collaboration, and then Middleton basically said, like, nah.
Yeah, there's no collaboration.
Yeah, there's no collaboration.
No. 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. It was awful.
I don't know about you guys. I feel more confident moving forward. I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, no worries about the Phillies for you, right?
Nope, not for me.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think he might do something as foolish as sign Gerrit Cole. That's just me.
He is
I'm
not.
Starting to feel like he may do something like that.
He is not. He will not be here.
3 or 4 year deal.
If you think, well, that's not going to happen. If you think that LSU gives him $100 million a year.
Yeah.
If you,
I'd go $120 million.
Well, if you want to go Cole, how about Cole Hamels? He's more realistic.
Well, he's not getting $120 million.
No, he's not. 888-729-9494. Your continued reaction to the John Middleton press conference from earlier. Also, we have to weave in some Eagles.
Weave in.
Yeah. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Thanks, Phillies.
Our picks are coming up, but also some Eagles talk on the other side. And you know that Vikings coach Mike Zimmer sounds like that making of a murderer guy, Steve Avery?
Yeah.
We'll make you decide. Is it Mike Zimmer or is it Steve Avery?
Yeah.
That's on the other side. I think you got to say Stephen Avery because Steve Avery's the Braves pitcher.
And the hockey player.
Is there a Steve Avery?
Oh, that's right. There is a hockey player, Steve.
You got to go Stephen Avery.
Sure.
It's not fair to Steve Avery. 888-729-9494. Mark Sinise on 94WIP.
Hey, guess what? It's an orange and black October with the
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.